Blog Talk Radio.
Just a rat in a cage. taking over your show, Sports Urban Legends.
What's up, everybody? Said it can be done, but the improbable merger for one day only. Well, actually, 2 days.
2 days.
Only. The merger between iMac and Sports Urban Legend,
mm-hmm.
along with my co-host and the founder of iMac.
McCorley Matthew.
Yep. Need no introduction. And, of course, myself, I'm William Amo.
Yep.
And welcome to this special edition of Sports Urban Legend and iMac.
Yep. It all started last night when you decided to take over my show. So today I'm taking over your show, buddy.
This is like Batman. The old 60s Batman. So before we left off from yesterday. Same Bat channel, same Bat time, stuff like
yep.
that.
Yep. Yeah. So what you been up to on this Sunday? This boring Sunday.
Just chilling, getting ready for this show. You know, as usual, we're going to lead off with a little Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Give a little summary about the, you know, this NFL playoffs. Of course,
mm-hmm.
preview the Knicks versus Lakers tonight at 9:30 at Staples Center in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, talk a little sports entertainment with what happened in WWE and TNA. And since this is a special day, you know, talk a little bit more entertainment and.
Porn.
You know, what was that?
Porn.
I don't know about that, but.
Like the fans out there, your fans are probably mostly male. They'd probably love to hear about that. Give you a preview out there of, you know, some porn titles out there.
But sports entertainment and anything else, I guess, you know, I'll leave the floor open for whatever I want to talk about, so. But,
yeah. Like we were talking last night, you know, that Jet game, your Jets won.
Oh, yeah. Read my mind. We're kicking off, and hopefully we won't get charged for, you know, running into the kicker. But we're going to lead off with a little Jets, as you mentioned. That was a huge game. And if you were listening to iMac yesterday, when it got towards the end after Vinatieri got kicked that kick, I was getting a little scared there that Jets was going to lose that game.
Yeah, but like I told you, the Jets, you know, they've done it several times this season where they come back.
Well, yeah, of course.
Or another game.
Yeah, that's why they're nicknamed the Cardiac Kids.
Yeah. There was no need to panic.
Yeah, I mean, going to the game, I felt a little confident, even though last year, you know, he did get eliminated by, you know, by Colts last year in the AFC championship game.
Yeah.
But, you know, I felt, you know, this team, you know, they've been always talking about, you know, they're going to the playoffs and stuff like that. And if they're going to, going to the Super Bowl. If they're going to go to the Super Bowl, they pretty much have to, you know, defeat all these other teams. It's going to go through, of course, Indianapolis. It's going to go through New England. Most likely it's going to go through to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So they were going to face all these teams anyway. So, Jets miraculously they got the big field goal kick by Falk, and next week Sunday they're going to be in New England against the divisional rivals and the New England Patriots.
Yep, they're going to face Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen.
Yep.
I'd love to face Giselle Bündchen alone.
I think everybody would want to. But, you know, I guess you have to win three Super Bowl rings to qualify.
I think she already has that. Tom Brady has probably given her that, all those rings as gifts.
Yeah, probably.
That she's married to that douchebag.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I don't know if you saw it a couple of weeks ago on TMZ. They were showing that he was kissing his father.
Huh? What are you doing?
He kissed his father on the mouth.
Tom Brady did?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a little surprising he did that, but I guess they were cool like that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, hey,
some parents do that.
Do that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that with my dad, but...
Me either. But I guess to each his own, I suppose.
Yep.
But it's going to be a huge game, you know.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Rivals, same division.
The hatred that you know, that's between those teams.
Yep.
And speaking of which, it's been there ever since, what's his name, Bill Belichick, he left Jets.
His
extremely short term as the Jets head coach. And he went to, of course, start his career with New England. The rest is history. And, of course, Curtis Martin left the Patriots and went to us.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, he's one of the 15 finalists that will possibly be inducted, will be announced in the Hall of Fame around the Super Bowl time. So congratulations, as he takes one step further to possibly getting enshrined in Canton at the Football Hall of Fame. So congratulations.
That guy deserves to go to Hall of Fame.
Hopefully he'll get the recognition, but we'll have to wait until next year. Well, not next year, next month.
Yeah.
For that to happen in a couple of weeks. Hopefully he'll get what he deserves. And of course he's one of the six recipients of the Ring of Honor from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, you know, Joe Namath and Weeb Hubanks, the coach, the head coach of the 68 Super Bowl team, along with his former teammate Don Maynard, but in reference to Namath, of course. But hopefully he'll get his desserts and get inducted here.
Hopefully Namath doesn't get drunk. Years ago.
You're referring to, of course, that UC Colbert that happened a couple of years ago. What was that, 05,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah, around that time.
But reportedly, he after that incident, that was a wake-up call, and he got his life back.
I hope so.
Sobered up a bit. So, hopefully he'll continue on his path to sobriety.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I got to learn lesser term too, because I've been drinking a lot these days. I need to sober up. Becoming an alcoholic.
But,
yeah. But you're right, drinking in moderation, yeah.
But, this to recap what happened yesterday.
I don't want to end up on celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew. But sorry, go on.
And that's if you're, I mean, that's if you're fortunate.
Yeah.
But I forgot what I was saying. But yeah, back to yesterday. It was the whole game was pretty much a defensive, contest. You know, they had Peyton Manning threw about a 23 yard pass to Garcon for first touchdown of the game, which the Patriots, not Patriots. I'm thinking I got Patriots on my mind. That's next week.
Garcon was pretty high
against
when
the Colts.
He got that touchdown pass.
Maybe they're gonna give him, free plans, if he scored the touchdown or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's acting like he got his first passport. That was excited, man. Asian sensation.
Yep.
But I mean,
and then
the Jets won, so.
Yeah, and that made them go on to a quick 7-0 lead over the Jets. And then Sanchez, I mean, the first half, he was shaky. He was It must have been due to the, you know, the shoulder injury that he's been suffering this whole, pretty much most of this season, or lately, later on into this season. And he missed most of the second half of the last game against Buffalo. Well, actually, he only played one series in that game, you know, to rest himself up for yesterday's game. And like I said, first half he was a little shaky, throwing balls, overthrowing the balls, and some balls were dropped by like Holmes and I believe Edwards as well. I mean, they've had some easy passes. It was kind of a combination of the two, but once Vinatieri kicked that field goal, like 58 seconds left into the game, that's when Sanchez, he got his A game and started to drive that, you know, would lead to the Folk field goal.
Yeah. But, you know, Colts, they were good, but they just weren't good as they were in past years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't have the same weapons like they did.
Yeah.
They're a different team, man.
Definitely.
They're going to be in a rebuilding mode soon.
Absolutely.
Because there's guys on that team that's getting older. They're going to have to get younger. I mean, I know they have Garcon. He's still young.
Yeah.
Did Reggie Wayne play at all?
I believe he did, yeah.
Oh, he did?
I believe he did.
I don't remember him seeing him. But, yeah.
I think, what's his name? I think, if I'm not mistaken, Revis was covering the whole night, I think.
Oh, Kanye West? Call Revis Kanye West because he looks like Kanye.
Revis, I mean, he was doing his job. I hardly saw him in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good it was. Unlike Cromartie, I mean, he got beat by that ball by Garcon.
Right. Cromartie had that good run.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got to give him credit for that because he had like a 31-yard run, which got them, closer to the field goal range. And then Sanchez made that great pass to, I think it was Edwards. I don't think it was Holmes.
Yeah.
But he made that great pass, which, got them into field goal range.
Okay.
And, of course, the Folk hero himself, Nick Folk, kicked the game winner, which Jets would win 17-16. So Jets could make history next week. If they beat New England, they'll be the first team to beat to beat a team by 1 point and then the next game win. The other two teams who accomplished that feat both lost the following week. So Jets have a shot to make history next week if they win against the Patriots next week. Not to mention punch their ticket into the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, so the Jets win their first playoff game of this year, and Joe Beningo could finally live for one day at least. For 1 week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, all the Jet fans could relax if once they get past New England.
New England's going to be tough, though.
Oh, yeah. Or should I say, if they get past them?
This team, they won 14 games. Only lost two. And one of those losses was the Jets. What's to the Jets early on?
Yeah.
Since then, they look like a different team. They've released Randy Moss. They look like a 16-0 Patriots when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, they're gonna get their butt whooped. They don't have that aura. Like, I mean, they're close to having that aura that they did, in that near undefeated streak. That 18-1 team, I think it was.
Oh, the offense is pretty good, man. After that,
they're good. I mean, their offense is superb.
They throw a lot of different looks.
Yeah. They're tough, but like Rex Ryan said in his first ever press conference when he got the job, you respect Belichick, but he's, you know, he's not there to, you know, kiss his rings.
Right.
So this is their opportunity to whoop, you know, Belichick's butt. And Tom Brady.
By the way, the damn Eagles just scored. The Eagles just scored a touchdown. So now they're only down. They're going to only be down by 4 points now. 14-10.
In the third, right? How many minutes in the third?
Just over 14 minutes. Under 14 minutes, I should say. You might hate Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Well, I hate the Philadelphia sports team.
I mean, what New Yorker don't?
Yeah, I don't.
But, yeah, speaking of the giving a little summary about the other teams in this postseason race, the shocker of them all, the Cinderella team, the worst postseason team thus far, the Seattle Seahawks, they shocked everybody and upset the Super Bowl champs, New Orleans Saints,
yep.
Yesterday. The final score was 41-36.
Yeah, man, the Saints haven't seen a disaster like that since Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, well, come on. Let's not go there, bro. Let's not go
I'm
there.
I'm just kidding around. Just kidding. What? Too early?
Yes, too early.
Just kidding around. Yeah, I mean,
you don't want Kanye West to be like calling Matthews hate Saints or something like that.
I'm just kidding around. They were a good team, but they got defeated by the worst team, the worst playoff team ever.
Yep. And the key of that game was that Corey Lynch reception, man. That drive, man. He got past like nine defenders.
Oh, you talking about Marshall Lynch, that last run? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he threw one guy like a rag doll. One guy was in the way, he just shoved him by his waist. He was a grandma.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was fun.
You know, that just shows you that any team in the NFL can be beat, especially in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love sports. I mean, you know, I love the opportunity of upsets. I mean, except if it's against my team. Example, the 2006 Cardinals. But for the most part, if it's not affecting my team, you know, I love upsets.
Yeah, me too.
And that's coming from a Yankee fan.
I don't know. I love them for the most part. But yeah, like you said, when it's if it doesn't involve my team, I love them.
Okay. Well, that explains that I understand.
Yeah.
Because you know, usually your guys are the one that's, you know, the dominant. Your guys are the Giants, you know, just swatting away teams like flies.
And the Giants had an upset over the Patriots, you know, in that Super Bowl. So that was a big upset.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But, yeah, I mean, that's why we watch sports, and that's why we're going to be watching the Knicks. I mean, not to mention, I mean, we're huge, diehard Knicks fans.
Oh, they're going to be up there tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm rooting for. Well, I'm rooting for
go back to their freaking mansions and
sip on their Captain Studio. Whatever they do.
Yeah.
No, man. Shoot. Man, they probably don't even know how many quarters in the NBA game.
They probably don't.
They're like, when is intermission?
And you know the usual suspects will be there. Jack Nicholson.
Of course. The diehard, quote-unquote, diehard Laker / Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And
he's like the Spike Lee of the West Coast.
Yep. one of my favorite actors, Denzel, who happens to be, like Jack Nicholson, a Yankee and Laker fan. I don't know how the heck that's possible.
I don't know how it's possible either.
Because, I mean, I'm a local guy. I mean, I just don't see the point. I mean, other than football, I understand, you know, football, it's not really, I mean, it's not really like a localized sport. It's more like universal. I mean, you know, fans root for a certain player and stuff like that, certain team, stuff like that. But generally speaking, I just don't get how people could root for team other teams outside of their region. I mean, hey, I mean, everybody has a choice to choose whatever team they want to root for.
I don't get it either.
But I just don't get it. I guess that's better than rooting for two teams.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, oh, you know, I'm a Mets and a Yankee fan. I'm like, how could you be a Mets and Yankee fan? What about they facing the World Series? Who do you root for?
How is that possible?
I just don't see how people could root for two different teams. That's even worse than rooting for a team outside of your own region.
Stupid.
But I guess, you know, to each their own.
Those are some fraud fans.
You say what?
Those are some fraud fans.
Well, I mean, I guess to each their own, I suppose. And there's some people who are, like, literally just fans of players and not the team. You know, they root, like, let's say if they're, let's see, let me think of a player. Think of a, for example, Kevin Garnett. Yeah, Kevin Garnett's fans. He got traded he got traded from Timberwolves to the Celtics, and now they're Celtic fans. Or let's say T.O., you know, you're a fan of T.O. He bounces around all over these different teams, and you root for all these different teams. It's, like, kind of confusing.
Yeah. I don't get that.
And then let's say you leave your team, the team that you always rooted for, until you jumped, he got traded, and then the team you used to root for won a championship. I mean, okay, let's say, for example, you're a Benji Molina fan. You happen to be a Texas Rangers
fan. Which I'm not, by the way.
And he was on the Giants. Then he got traded to Texas Rangers. And then you were a Giant fan, but now you're a Texas Ranger fan because he got traded to Texas. And then Giants beat the Texas Rangers. So who do you root for? I mean,
I don't know. Hopefully, I don't ever have to be in that position.
I could see
from one point, I mean, if you really like a player and he goes to another team, you might have to root for that team. Yeah, exactly. Like, they're cheating. But then again, I mean, I'll just be a cheater fan. I don't know if I'll root for his team.
Yeah, me too. That's how I'd feel myself, too. Because, you know, like, if Reyes got traded, which could be a possibility.
Right.
I mean, I'd still root for Reyes to do well if he get traded to a different team, but I'm not going to leave the Mets. I'll be P.O. that he got traded, but,
yeah.
You know, hey, I wear orange and blue. Kind of like Spreel when he got traded to Timberwolves. You know, I was a little P.O. that he went to Timberwolves, but, you know, hey, I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I care about the name in front of the jersey and not the name behind the jersey.
Right.
But, you know, different fans, you know, everybody has their, you know, for their own teams, their own way.
Wasn't Spiro involved in, like, an incident on a yacht or something?
Yeah, I think so. Was that last year with us or was that after?
I have no idea, but there's some kind of incident on a yacht. And I think his girlfriend also said, like, he choked her during the intimate of moments.
Really? So I do remember hearing a story like that, but I didn't remember it was like that. I remember it was, like, some weird story on a boat, and he didn't pay child support or something like that. But I didn't know he got into, you know, a physical confrontation, especially...
He's had a lot of incidents, let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, he had that P.J. Carlissimo incident when he was with the Warriors. I mean, yeah, right. It was Warriors, right?
And we get like a big show to feed your colors more.
Oh man.
Where is he right now?
Well, last time I heard, like when he left Timberwolves, Lakers was interested. This was like in 04, I think, 03 or 04 or something like that.
Right.
They were interested in him, but he didn't want to take a pay cut. So as we speak right now, he never officially retired.
Oh, man. I don't think he'll be coming back to NBA anymore.
Yeah,
I
don't think so either.
But he was good with the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, like I said, I like Spiro. You know, he played defense. You know, he's a passionate, you know, player.
Yeah.
And he could score. I mean, nothing wrong with that. But then again, like you said, the off the field stuff. I mean.
Yeah, I mean he had a lot of incidents off the court.
Hopefully, you know, stop doing that. Who knows?
Is Marbury coming back to the NBA anytime soon?
He's playing with China. He's playing with a Chinese team.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember who else. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who else was there? Steve Francis and I think Tracy McGrady are playing on other teams also.
In China?
Like playing for like China. One of them is playing for China. Yeah, I think all three of them are playing for China. Oh, wait, not Tracy McGrady. My fault. It was Steve Francis. Tracy McGrady is with Pistons.
Yeah, that's all.
He's with Pistons. Steve Francis is also on a Chinese league team. And what was I going to say? And Allen Iverson, who was rumored to come into the Knicks last year, but they didn't want him.
He went to the Turkish league.
What were you saying?
If Iverson would have come to the Knicks, that would have been another Marbury situation.
With a what?
If Iverson had come to the Knicks, that would have been another Marbury situation.
Oh, yeah.
Iverson, you know, he is getting up there. And I heard that this guy, man, he wasted a lot of his money on, like, gambling, partying, and spending on family members, child support.
That's how most of the players do, I mean, because, you know, they think they're going to have that stuff forever.
Yep.
But, you know, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah, and I remember there was another story on Antoine Walker. I heard, like, he spent that money on a lot of his relatives. And the guy went broke.
Well, I mean, on your relatives, I mean, that's family. I mean, that's a different situation.
Yeah, well, relatives and friends, but come on. Like, where did the rest of that money go?
I'm pretty sure it was only on family and friends. Well, the money, millions of dollars.
Also?
Probably gambling. I mean, who knows? But, what was I going to say? You know, a lot of these. Is he thinking about coming back to the NBA?
Antoine Walker?
Yeah, didn't I hear a rumor like he might be trying to come
back? I don't even give a damn.
But talking about a guy who he's always been rumored for years to come to the Knicks, but of course that's not gonna happen. But back to the Knicks, they're gonna play against Lakers tonight, and we gotta give kudos to Raymond Felton on Friday night. He had 23 points. He had 11 assists and 10 rebounds.
That's my cousin, man.
his first career triple double. Hey, he keep playing like that. You know, he's everybody's cousin. I don't know if he'll let you mooch off him like Antoine Walker did.
Well, by the way, the Packers just scored a touchdown, so now they're up. They're going to be up 21-10.
Well, good for the Packer fans, you know, the Eagle haters out there. They got a shot.
Yeah, I hate the damn Philadelphia. I hate their cheesecakes. I hate their cheesesteaks. I hate that damn Rocky statue.
But you got me. You like the Rocky movie.
I do like the Rocky movie.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing, you know, New York is like about New York. That's the only thing we can agree on.
Yeah.
Rocky. But, yeah, Eagles is in the hole. Is it fourth quarter yet, or is it late third quarter? How many minutes, like two?
Just over 7 minutes.
Damn, just over seven?
Yeah.
Man, it must have been a lot of fouls or something. Penalties or something. Because not too long ago you were saying it was like 13 minutes or so in the game.
Yeah, it's been slow.
It's not moving like the Jet game yesterday.
Oh yeah,
their cold game. That game was like 2 hours or so.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, man. Let me think. That game was like it started like at 8, and it ended maybe a couple of minutes after 11.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on in the Jet game. I don't know what was. Time clock.
It was like defense. Jets and Colts were playing defense. They had a bunch of, you know, three and outs, and then of course, Jets had some moments when they could continue their drive, and Sanchez went incomplete, and of course some of the receivers had, you know, dropped some passes.
Right.
But back to the Knicks, man. I thought Stoudemire was going to score like 50 points on them.
He might have 50 tonight.
He might. I hope so.
Who's going to stop him? Bynum?
Odom? Maybe Odom. Oh. Maybe Bynum or Odom is going to try.
Kardashian sisters?
Very Chloe, man. But, yeah, I don't think he could be stopped, man. I think he's gonna at least score 30 points.
Let's go for 50 tonight. 50.
All right, let's be bold. He'll score 50 points. Let's say that then.
If he does 50, man, we're gonna score at least 120 points tonight.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that.
We've been putting up a lot of points lately.
Oh, yeah, and he would have scored more if they didn't take him out of the game.
Yep.
You know, because he was dominating them. They blew out the Suns. The final score was 125 to, was it 96, I believe?
Yeah.
So, they really dominated. And that's my early pick for MVP right there, Amari Stoudemire.
He needs to be MVP, man.
Yeah, he definitely needs to, and hopefully, you know, the fans will vote him in, you know, to start over Kevin Garnett, because you know how these All-Star games are. It's a popularity contest. I mean, yes, I know it's fans voting, so obviously it is a popularity contest, but fan voting should be, you know, vote for the best person. And, of course, somebody on your team, too, I mean.
Yeah, the NBA needs to do something about that. They need to, like, if a player's been injured for a certain number of games, he shouldn't be on the ballot.
Exactly. But how is Yao Ming even in the running? I think he was in the running last year. Probably he's in the running this year too.
Man,
I haven't even checked.
It's Chinaman.
Well, I mean, you know, his Chinese, you know, countrymen, I mean, you know, they love him.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, they're gonna root for him. I mean, come on. I mean, even he said that last year, you know, he don't deserve to go. And, of course, he was injured, so he couldn't go anyways. And, unfortunately, his career might come to an end because, you know, this was supposed to be the last year of his contract, but, well, actually it is, but he can't, you know, he's injured, and this is career-threatening, I think, because of a knee injury. And I hope he can, you know, find some way to resolve, you know, what was I going to say, resuscitate his career. Because there was rumors, you know, that, you know, back in the days, you know, Knicks, you know, was interested in getting that guy, you know, this, you know, he's a seven-footer who could shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, there's always been question about his, you know, his toughness. Because, you know, he's more of a finesse, you know, scorer. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's like Tim Duncan. I mean, they're so tall. It's like, you see people guarding them. And they don't even have to put. All they have to do is just put the hand in the air, and they could just shoot or dunk on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even any effort. It's like Dirk Nowitzki too, Nowitzki or however you want to pronounce the guy's name. They just put that ball in the air, and they don't even have to jump. I mean, they could just shoot. You know what I mean? There's no effort for them.
I know, because they're so tall, they could just flick their hand on it and the shot goes in.
Yeah, or just stretch and dunk. I mean, they don't even have to jump.
Maybe they could do Tommy John surgery on his foot. I don't know, but there has to be some way they could resolve that situation that he's having with his foot.
He's had that for
the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, he's had surgery, but he hasn't recovered from it then. It looks like it's really serious.
Yeah.
He's had multiple surgeries on the foot.
Oh, well. At least we have Stoudemire.
Yep. And that's Nick's biggest problem, them finding a legitimate center. I mean, Turioff is good, but, I mean, he's seen, you know, he's basically seen as a bench guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we definitely need a center. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But we're doing well without one, so.
And back to, of course, to the Carmelo news. Walsh was saying that, you know, we got to re-sign the Chandler.
Yeah, we
hopefully
do.
Hopefully with the new CBA, they'll still be able to retain him and match any offer.
Yeah.
Any other team try to, you know, send him away from the Knicks?
Yeah, he's had a very good season so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All those tattoos, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's a prerequisite to being a superstar in the NBA.
Yeah, nappy hair, I mean, no.
What you said? I didn't hear that last part.
Nappy hair?
Happy hair?
He's had nappy hair and tattoos.
Oh.
Playing very straight threes, flashing into the basket. He's had a very good season.
Oh, yeah, he's been good, especially capped off by that 30-point game he scored a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, hopefully he'll keep doing what he's doing. And cause most likely, you know, since it is a popularity contest, he most likely won't. He's not even on the ballot. Gallinari's on the ballot. Of course, Felton's on the ballot. And, Rightfully so, Stoudemire is on the ballot.
Yeah.
But hopefully maybe next year Chandler can make it in next year.
Hopefully
he'll still be one of the Knicks.
By the way, can someone punch Ron Artest tonight in the mouth?
Maybe Turioff looked like the guy who would do it.
Yeah.
Turioff looked like he's the like when it comes to like you know, that guy is always like in a fight. With somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, Stoudemire, I mean, he's an explosive, you know, fiery guy himself, but his technicals mostly come from, you know, after he dunks and, you know, block a shot and he's, you know, arguing, you know, after he's, you know, taunting the fans and he get a technical, you know, that's mostly where his technicals come from, you know.
Yeah.
It's not really him fighting with anybody, really. But I think Turioff would be the dude to do it.
Yeah, man, just one punch to Artest's face. Or stomach.
But I don't think Artest will be affected. I mean, if Artest is having a good game, then man, I think we're really in jeopardy. The lead's definitely in jeopardy. If he's having a good game, because you know Kobe, he's going to bring it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though he's hurt, he's not 100%, but, you know, that's Kobe Bryant right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully when we hear MVP's chance, it'll be for Stoudemire.
Yeah, for Stoudemire, not Kobe.
Because just a couple of years ago, you would have thought the MSG was Staples Center. That's embarrassing. I mean, we talked about this, when this happened, but... I mean, I know he's a great player, but he didn't do anything for the Knicks. And two, he broke all-time Knicks great Bernard King's record.
But Knicks fans, they didn't have anyone to chant on the Knicks for MVP, so I guess they decided to chant a player on the Lakers for MVP.
That's embarrassing. They should just kept their mouth shut.
I wouldn't have done it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think any true Knicks fan would root for Kobe. Would chant, not only root for him, but chant MVP. I mean, you could respect the guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, but chanting MVP, I mean, come on. It don't make any sense.
Yeah, it was a disgrace.
It was, but it looks like Amari Stoudemire is a prophet because, you know, in his press conference, he said the Knicks is back, and
he is.
That's right.
They are.
The Knicks are back.
They think he's Moses now all of a sudden.
He's bringing us to the promised land, that's for sure.
Exactly.
It may not be this year, but who knows if we could upset somebody in the first round. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
It could happen.
Let's get it, Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Heat.
Yeah, I'd love to with both those guys, but...
Yep.
I'd love to see that upset happen. But
you probably will get one of them. What's wrong with those?
Yeah. It would be awesome. But speaking of upsets and switching gears to WWE, before we talk, give a little summary about what happened this week with WWE and TNA. I was telling you about this video I saw on YouTube about this. This guy, he's talking about the top 10 most foolish WWE champions. And, of course...
You were telling me, yeah. I remember
from
that.
From 85 to now. Would you like to guess the number 10?
Let me see.
I'll give you just one guess.
Miz? I know Miz was one of them.
Miz is on the list, but he's not top 10.
Oh, not. Okay.
All right. So you want me to tell you the number 10?
Sure.
Number 10 is the 9-time champion, John Cena.
Okay.
And number 9,
mm-hmm.
who you think it is? One guess.
Edge?
Nope. Diesel. Kevin Knight.
Diesel, okay.
Number 8, a guy who, I mean, I disagree with on this list, but...
Triple H?
Nope. Number 8 is CM Punk.
Oh, CM Punk. Okay.
Number 7.
Rey Mysterio?
Nope. He's later on the list, but it's not him. It's the Great Khali.
Oh, the Great Khali. Okay.
And this is another guy. Number 6, I would disagree that, you know, he shouldn't be on this list, but... To recap his criteria, in case if you haven't seen the video, which probably some of the listeners haven't, but this guy's gripe about the WWE is that back in the days, it used to have people like Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, you know, strong dudes who look like real credible heavyweight champions.
Yeah.
And now you have, nowadays, you see how the wrestlers are shrinking ever since, you know, the Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, you know, the heavyweight champions have gone a little bit significantly smaller, like Rey Mysterio or The Miz.
Right.
But so his analogy was like the World Heavyweight Championship has gone from from looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. they were looking from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Adrian Brody. So that's the criteria, and he took away like the other criteria for this list is that, you know, he's not putting paper champions like people who held the title for like one day like Kane or Vince McMahon's very brief championship reign as WWE champion.
Right.
So these champions this is the top 10 WWE champions. That includes the WWE championship and also the World Heavyweight or WCW title.
WWE.
So the recap, 10 is Cena, 9 is Diesel, 8 is CM Punk, 7 is Great Khali, and number 6, what was your guess?
GBL?
Who did you say?
GBL?
Nope, but he's also on that list. The answer is Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, Sergeant Slaughter, okay.
All right, moving to number 5. What's your guess?
GBL?
Nope, Rey Mysterio.
Oh. I know GBL on it.
Rey Mysterio, I mean, it's the obvious reason. You know, in his prime, he was a very athletic guy, but the guy's like, you know, 170, 180 pounds. You know, he's not a legitimately looking champion. He won the title twice. But
JBL's the next number, I think.
Yep, you are correct. JBL.
Yeah.
Number 3.
King?
Who?
King?
Who?
King.
I can't hear you.
King, K-A-N-E.
Oh, no, Kane is not on the list.
Oh, okay. Big Show?
Nope. Big Show is not on the list, period.
Give up.
The Miz, the current WWE champion.
Oh, I thought you said Miz wasn't on the top 10.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I thought you said that.
Say what? I don't remember saying that.
I thought you said Miz wasn't in the top 10. Okay.
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, okay.
But he's number 3.
Okay.
And number 2.
Edge?
Nope. Jack Swagger.
Oh, Jack Swagger, okay.
And number one.
Number one. Oh, you told me this last night, Sheamus.
That is correct.
Yeah, Sheamus.
And he said that another thing he was saying that Wade Barrett would have been number 2. He would have kicked out. He would have been
Wade Barrett
hasn't
won a heavyweight title.
Yeah, if he had won the heavyweight title, he would have been number 2.
Oh.
And another his reason why he put CM Punk on the list is because you know, he used the Money in the Bank.
Oh.
You know, to win, along with Miz, Jack Swagger. Those are the reason why those guys are on the list, because he feels like they're using the Money in the Bank not to develop rivalries and, you know, just, you know, cashing in and make people easily champion without developing any storylines.
Right, right.
Any rivalry.
Sheamus is like a big, muscular dude.
Yeah, but the way how they build him up as a champion, I mean, I totally agree with him being number 1 on the list. Because when that happened, I was like, that's the worst champion I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't up until that point. He wasn't intimidating. I mean, you know, I'm trying to remember. He won the title, by, you know, with a fluke by, in the table match against John Cena. Him and John Cena was fighting in the championship, and then John Cena happened to fall down and fell through the table. That's how Sheamus won the title. Of course, he was dodging competition, beating up on people twice, two times, I'm losing my tongue. he's twice their size. You know, like JB Noble and Broke Kick, Dirty King Lawler. I mean, people who are like two times smaller than him or past their prime. He didn't really, you know, do anything legitimate.
Yeah, that's
up
true.
Up to that point, he didn't want anything.
Now he's like, you know, more dominant now since he won the King of Ring.
When he was in ECW, I mean, he didn't even win. He didn't even win ECW title. He didn't win any tag team titles. Nothing whatsoever. He didn't do anything significant. It's after his went by quickly. It's after he beat Triple H in Backlash. Because Triple H beat him in at WrestleMania, which would have been his defining moment.
Hey, when is Triple H coming back?
Should be coming back anytime before WrestleMania. To start this whole King of Kings versus King of the Ring Sheamus rivalry, they've been rumoring that they've had this rumor going around for almost a year, practically.
I wouldn't be surprised if Triple H comes back at Royal Rumble.
That's one fact that he gets coming back.
Next week.